Back in September, an anonymous guy sent a request to the Seattle Police Department.
My first request was on September 22nd to the Seattle Police Department, saying, please upload all your in-car videos to YouTube.
The man identified himself only as Police Video Requests. He knew that by law, the videos were public record, and he thought anyone should be able to see how Seattle police officers perform on the job. He also made similar requests to departments around the state. He thought it would be easy to get the videos.
I had this naive idea that agencies would put their videos on YouTube and I wouldn't be involved in this story, and that just didn't happen.
Well, the Seattle Police Department and other agencies were slow to respond, so the man who called himself Police Video Requests started making even broader public records requests.
I'm just flooding them at that point. I mean, if they thought every video was bad enough, now we're talking all the emails to PDRs, we're talking all the reports. I mean, just, it went to nightmare scenario. It went from nightmare to total hell for them.
To put the video request into perspective, it was for 300,000 hours of video, played continuously, night and day. It would take you 34 years to watch all that video. So agencies around the state scrambled to figure out how to deal with these requests. Some police departments even put their body camera programs on hold. Then, within weeks of his stepped-up campaign, the Seattle Times learned through their own public records request that the man who called himself Police Video Requests was Tim Clemens, a 24-year-old computer programmer who lives with his parents. Mike Wagers is the chief operating officer of the Seattle Police Department, and he was on the receiving end of Clemens' public records requests. When the first one came in, Wagers said the police department was already busy with other requests.
His was just sort of over the top. It was really going to put us over the edge.
Sprinkled among those 300,000 hours of requested videos, there's about 5% that cannot be released. It reveals the identities of juveniles, witnesses, sexual assault victims, and confidential informants.
And the reason that's problematic and frustrating is that they're wasting a lot of time viewing stuff that we know has to be released just to get to that very small percentage of images, if you will, that we need to redact.
Wagers decided to reach out to Tim Clemens directly about the Seattle Police Department's problem, and Clemens agreed to drop his public records request in exchange for a meeting with police. Together, they came up with an idea. Today, Clemens and members of the local tech community are teaming up with the Seattle Police Department to participate in a hackathon. The goal is to come up with a technical solution so that the Seattle Police Department can fulfill public records requests more quickly. Wager says the idea for the hackathon came out of Chief O'Toole's desire for the Seattle Police Department to take a lead in new technology.
And given that this is Seattle, it is a tech hub, it's loaded with talent. Folks that really know this stuff. She said from the beginning, how can we engage the local tech community to help us solve problems? We've been thinking about that issue, but we couldn't figure out how to do it in a sort of a structured way. So this is really, this all came together at one time. And so we started engaging this anonymous requester and saying, well, how can we channel his energies as well? It was, why don't we do a hackathon?
So there's not a solution yet, but you and hackers are working at it. How confident are you that this cooperation between the Seattle Police and Tim Clemens and others is going to work out to your mutual satisfaction? You both want different things out of this.
We'll see. I don't know. I've gotten that question a lot, and my response has always been the same. What do we have to lose? We're already in a deep hole. It's getting deeper. We're going to be collecting more video data. So tomorrow and then going forward, working with the local tech community, they may help us come up with a solution that we have not thought about, or even if it's just an interim solution, that could help us at least get out of the hole a little bit. But we have nothing to lose given where we are right now, because, there are two issues. Is one, whether the law has kept up with the technology, and that's for others to debate and discuss and figure out, because we have to operate within the bounds of Washington State public disclosure laws and the Privacy Act. So have the laws kept up with technology? People can figure that out. But two, what we need to do, we know, is our technology has not kept up with the times. So that's what we're trying to solve, and a lot of different issues as well. I mean, on this redaction issue, that's certainly the case. So if we can engage the local tech community to help us think about ways to not just sort of incremental change, but help us leapfrog, help us, as the chief keeps saying, she wants us to be second to none when it comes to technology here at the Seattle Police Department. How can we really try to come up with some innovative solutions to some longstanding problems here in the Seattle Police Department?
Do you see that this relationship you've developed with Tim Clemons evolving further?
I don't know. Yes, a lot of people have asked that question. Are we looking to hire him? I mean, no, not as of now. But who knows? I mean, I'd see him. He certainly has his profile is raised. I'm surprised somebody else hasn't snatched him up. He's a very bright guy. I didn't know his name until it was released in the media, and that's the truth. And been asked why I didn't care or why I didn't want to know. And I did want to stay anonymous as long as possible because I mean, he is a young kid, 20-something years old. I mean, the spotlight that has been shown on this issue, I mean, we're getting calls locally, nationally, and internationally on this issue because the larger issue is over transparency versus privacy. And he has single-handedly raised that issue to a different level than what it was a few months ago. And so with that comes a lot of criticism, comes the spotlight of the media and other special interest groups. So I supported him being anonymous. I'm a public official. I mean, I could take, and so is the chief. And we could take the heat on these issues, in terms of the actions that we're doing or the actions that we don't do. But for a kid that young, I was happy that he remained anonymous as long as he has. But recognizing it's not just this redaction issue. The thing is much larger than this. It is, and we've seen it not just here in Washington State. It certainly raised the issue of transparency versus privacy to a different level here in Washington State, but has across the country as well, because other departments are going to be dealing with this as the rush to put body cameras on officers post-Ferguson and post-Garner. Other states are going to be dealing with this, and they may not have the same transparency, public disclosure laws that we have here in Washington, but you're going to see the demand spread very quickly that the public's going to expect that as you put cameras on cops, that video is available, is released, so that citizens can see the interaction between police and citizens as they engage in their daily work. So you're going to see across the country things change, and that debate is going to go continue in terms of how transparent you can be in getting that video out, and at the same time, how can you protect the privacy rights of citizens.
Mike Wagers, he's chief operating officer of the Seattle Police Department. That's a civilian position, kind of equivalent to a deputy chief. He was telling me about the Seattle Police Department's hackathon, which is happening today. In fact, it's happening right now.